The Torah we learned today should be a shchus for the refuah of Sarah Ora Bas Sarah and Elisheva Shoshana Bas Esther Chaya. We're going to pick up today at Os Lamed Aleph in Sevasri Vash. So in this Torah we discuss the importance of connecting one's Torah learning with their actions. It can't be that the Torah we learn is not impacting the way we think, the way we act, the way we speak to another person. Right, and that should never be that the Torah we learn is completely irrelevant to our everyday life. It just can't be that way. If we find that the Torah we're learning is irrelevant to our everyday life, so then either we're learning the Torah the wrong way, or we're living the wrong way. And then we know there needs to be a readjustment here. So the Baal Shem Tov is going to teach us about strengthening ourselves in this area. The area of living the Torah we learn. And we know that there are some tzaddikim that the stories about this are just unbelievable. Like, there's a story of the Kutzker Rebbe. When someone comes to the Kutzker Rebbe and says, "Rebbe, I'm sorry to tell you this, but someone has stolen your candlesticks." And the Kutzker Rebbe looks at him, and he says, "What are you talking about? It says that you can't steal in the Torah." Right? So the Kutzker Rebbe, because it said you can't steal in the Torah, that was the reality of his universe. That it was as if it was almost impossible to do such a thing. So let's pick up in Os Lamed Aleph in Sevas Rivash. Gam mikoach haTorah shelomed ba'os hayom ve'acher kach mizdamin lo davar lasos ve'einu yodei im lasos im lo yichol la'avin mikoach oso ha'inyan shelomed eichaseh. So it's written that if a person comes across a situation and he's not sure what the best decision is, right, what should I do in this situation? The Eitz of the Baal Shem Tov is to consider what the message was in the Torah that you had learned earlier that day. Or what was the message in the Torah you learned today? If we consider this lesson, right, so then we'll be blessed with clarity on how we should act in this situation. He says there's going to be a direct correlation between the Torah you sit down and you learn and the situation HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts in front of you. And the goal is to put the two together, to say, I learned this Torah, I'm in this situation, I know the right thing to do here. So, he says, as long as a person is davuk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's trying to hear the message of what Hashem is sending him in every situation, and he's looking for the proper answer, it's Shema Yisrael, listen to what Hashem is telling us is the proper thing to do. Because when a person is davuk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so Hashem arranges that person has this specific test in the realm of what they just learned. And it's a Tova from Hashem, because in a way it's engraving, it's giving us an opportunity to engrave this teaching that's now in our mind into our hearts. And it's also a Tova from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? Because right now, I'm facing a situation, I don't know the right thing to do. Right? Someone comes up to me and they ask me for help with something. And I'm not sure, because there's always a cheshbon. It's never just, I'll help this person, it's not taking anything, you know, for myself, or taking from another person. There's always a cheshbon. Right? If it was so simple, so then we wouldn't really have an excuse. There's always something, you know, if I go help this person, so I'll be late for this appointment I'm supposed to have. And that's not nice to keep that person waiting. But there's a cheshbon always. So we should look back at the Torah we learned this morning, and it'll give us some mitzvah. If we just were learning about Metziah, and it's talking about the sensitivity between people, right? How careful we have to be in our interactions, financial interactions, but all interactions, right? Maybe that'll give us some insight into how we should deal with this person's request right now, right? And I think that's one of the reasons it's a great way to start off our day by learning Torah, or right after tefillah to learn Torah, because that the hope is that hopefully it will put us in the proper framework, put us in the mindset, right, of what am I going to base my decisions on? How am I going to make the right decision? And the Eitzah is to look at the Torah you learned today and get a deeper level of understanding of the situation and what's expected of you from this Torah. And there's a great story this reminds me of from the Rebbe Rishab and the Friedrich Rebbe. The Rebbe Rishab was the fifth Lubavitch Rebbe, and his son, the Friedrich Rebbe, was the sixth Lubavitch Rebbe. So, we'll just refer to them as Rabbi Rishab and his son in this story, just to make it easier to keep track. So, the Rabbi Rishab was one time sitting in his office on Shabbos morning, and it was Parshas Lech Lecha. And his son walks into the room, and he's a little child. And he sees his father, the Rebbe Rishab, sitting at his desk, learning the Parsha, with seemingly a great level of excitement and happiness. At the same time, there's just tears streaming down his face. And later the day, you know, his son wanted to ask him about it, but he didn't really know the right way to do it. So he went to his father after Shabbos, and it's an amazing thing, after on Motzei Shabbos, his father would test him on what he had learned that week. And the Mishnah asked that he was supposed to know Baal Peh. And if the little Friedrich Rebbe knew the Torah that he was supposed to know, so then the Rebbe Rishab would reward him with a present. And this present was that he would give him a manuscript of his teaching, or he would share him a story with a nice mashal to it. That was the gift he received. So, after taking the test and receiving his gift, he was elated. He was so excited. And he turned to his father, and he wanted to ask him about this morning, what happened. And the Rebbe Rishab is looking at his son, and waiting for him to speak. And his son's a little bit nervous to ask, so he's kind of just standing there. So the Rebbe says, "No, if you have something you want to ask, you know, please ask." So his son says, "Why are you crying today when you're reading the Torah? You seem so happy, but at the same time there are tears streaming down your face." So the Rebbe Rishab answers that there was a time when the Baal Tanya, the first Lubavitch Rebbe, said to his students, he said, "You have to live with the times." And he explained by that, what he meant was, you have to live with the Parsha. Right? Every week we have a Parsha, there's a Parsha of Shavua, and every day is connected to one of the Lios. He says, so the Rebbe Rishab says, this week's Parsha was Lech Lecha. He said, you know, the past few weeks, Bereishis, it was so great. Hashem created the world. He gives the opportunity for the Jewish people to do, you know, created a world where the Jewish people could do mitzvos, where they could serve him. But in the end of the Parsha, it speaks about some not-so-Parsha things going on in the world. That there seems to be some rebellion against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the Parsha is Noach, again. You know, it's great that we have an Ish Tzaddik. We have a good person in Noach. But it seems like, again, it's a very sad ending to that week as well. Everyone's wiped out in the flood. It's just, and the troubles go on past that. It's just a difficult week. But the week of Shabbos Lech Lecha, this is the week of Avraham Avinu. Right, our father, the father of our nation, who had such mesiras nefesh in serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who was able to be docha the rest of the world and their sheker, and say, "I'm going to find the emes in this world." But because of him, we all have the inheritance of Torah and mitzvos, because of Avraham Avinu. So let me tell you, my son, those tears were tears of joy, because this week we're living with Avraham Avinu. And that's what we're trying to do here with the teaching of the Baal Shem Tov. Right, to live with the times, live with the Torah learning, live with the parsha that's going on. Let's go on to the second paragraph. Aval adam sheholech bekeri im Hashem Yisbarach, as holech Hashem Yisbarach imo gam kin bekrai. Right, and a person who walks with the Kadosh Baruch Hu in happenstance, right, that everything is a coincidence. Now, what do you mean it's a shkacha pratis? Now, this just happened to work out this way. So when a person lives in that way, right, where they don't see and they don't think and they don't relate everything back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that it's obviously coming from him. So then HaKadosh Baruch Hu deals with such a person in the same way. He deals with such a person in the way of happenstance. Right, so if such a person says, "I'm not feeling well," or I got this job, or I did well in this school, or I did well in school, and it's because it just happened to work out this way. So you're denying the fact that a Kadosh Baruch Hu arranged for that situation to happen. And we're dealing with God in a way of happenstance. Right? God deals with this world in an indirect way. He's not constantly watching over every person, every situation. When we deal with a Kadosh Baruch Hu that way, so then he deals with us that way, the Baal Shem Tov says. However you decide Hashem's input into your life is, that's what his input is. Right? It's as if the reality we believe in is the reality we receive. So if we believe that a Kadosh Baruch Hu sends us exactly what we need, exactly when we need it, then that's what will happen. But if we believe that, oh, Kadosh Baruch Hu set up nature, which he did, and then he left it to run its course, so if we believe that, so then one who believes that will enjoy that lifestyle. Right? The lifestyle where nature has the opportunity to run its course. And there's not a the added extra level of Hashkacha Pratis. And the Baal Shem Tov here mentioned specifically, HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't arrange for certain situations which we need to happen to us. We need to be in certain situations in order for our neshama to fix whatever we came to this world to fix. But if we don't believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu arranges every, you know, every nisayon, every test that we need specifically for us, so then we're not going to get those specific tests we need. And we need those nisyonos, we need those challenges in order, right, to fix what we came into this world for. It's interesting that he uses the lashon here of kari. Kari can also mean cold. Like by, we see by Amalek, Asher Karcha Baderach, it's also a lashon of kari. And by Amalek also they say there's a lashon that they're trying to make Am Yisrael cold to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, almost as if we're turning a cold shoulder to him. And the Baal Shem Tov is teaching us that's not how we interact with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. We can't interact with the Kadosh Baruch Hu in a relationship that is cold. You know, if you know someone and you're cold to them, so you turn away from them. You ignore the fact that there's some level of connection between you and that person. We have to do our best to make sure that doesn't happen in our relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. That we're not turning our shoulder to him, our back to him. And that relates back to what we were talking about in the first paragraph, which is when we're in a situation where we're not sure what we should do. Let the Torah guide us, right? Let the Torah that we learned earlier be our guiding point. We can't turn our back on the teachings that we learned and the messages Hashem was trying to send us by letting us learn this specific Torah and being in this specific situation. We can't turn our backs on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Hashem should help us that we connect our Torah learning with our actions and that we don't interact with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a way of happenstance, but we believe in our connection with Him. And that He's constantly watching over us. Thank you so much for joining. Have an amazing day.